You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, Sam Vlahos is on the phone line. He is a restaurateur from the West Suburbs, and he says this year is going to be big in the restaurant industry. Sam, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
I haven't heard a lot of optimism from the restaurant industry. Tell me about why you think things are going to be great.
It's tough right now, and I got to be optimistic, you know, for my staff, for everyone that's involved with my operations, because, you know, we got to have some clear light moving forward. And, you know, I think the once we get some restrictions loosened up, once we get, you know, I know we're in a little bit of winter right now, but as soon as we hit some spring weather, I think the desire to dine outdoors again will be the largest that we see. I think villages and towns adding larger streetscapes for outdoor dinings and seatings. And I think that now that we've gone through this once, we'll have new winterized patios come 2021. Late in November, December this year, as opposed to when we wouldn't have seating last year, we would have it now this year. I think that's been a big change, and I think that's going to be a huge trend that we see moving forward.
One of the things that we have gained from this, and it's been a terrible loss, but it seems as if the feeling of a public square has returned. You know, whether it's a suburb shutting off a street or the city shutting down Clark Street for restaurants or one thing or another, we have public places where people have gathered outside, and that's kind of nice.
I think that that's like the best part of the feeling and the vibe, because, you know, as hard as it is, you know, thank God the towns, especially that I'm in, that are doing something for us to feel some sense of optimism and knowing that people are coming to these towns for that style, you know. The brick pathways that, you know, there's talks in these towns that, you know, maybe we shut down streets for good. They see how well this worked. Mm-hmm. And I do that. I hope all towns and villages foresee this as a trend to help out restaurants in the 2021 spring summer come along.
I should mention Sam owns Fuller House, Pierce Tavern, and Barchito?
Barchito, yeah. We'll be opening up right at the beginning of spring this year.
You're opening a restaurant in the pandemic. That's guts, Sam.
It is. You know, unfortunately, I took the project right before COVID hit. However, you know, I made sufficient changes. You know, we have a full sliding glass door that opens up 60 feet, so it's all fresh air in the event that this happens again. I put in a taco takeout window where you can just walk to the side of the building, pick up your to-go food without even coming inside. So, it is gutsy, but I built it with a little COVID in mind just in case.
All right, let's look at some trends for the year ahead. You say people are going to be coming to restaurants for comfort food.
I think so. You know, I think that quintessential Americana style, it's going to be a sense of normalcy. I think that, you know, what do you think of when you go to dine in when you want to go right away? You know, burger and a beer, you know, pizza and a beer. And I think that quintessential comfort food will remain a state, like going out with your buddies for wings. I think that's going to continue to be a big play.
I think it's interesting, too, that you say that you think restaurants are going to begin manufacturing in some ways, selling their own product in bottles and jars. Tell me about that.
I think we saw how people, you know, adapted with to-go cocktails and things. I think more and more people are going to figure out a way to get into people's homes as another source of revenue, not by just dining in. So, you know, if people are really loving your salsas, they're having a party, it's like, oh, well, we got the hot sauce from Barchito here. Let's put it on some stuff. So I think more and more packaged goods are going to continue on. And I think to-go cocktails, let's hope that remains a full-time thing year-round, because I think that's another great feature.
You know, it's funny, the things that change and disappear, the phrase one for the road had all but disappeared. And I suppose we're not talking about one for a road here, but who would have thought we'd be at a place where restaurants were selling cocktails to go?
And that's the fun thing. I mean, you look at it, and, you know, I have some places I go to where I love their cocktail. You know, can't dine in, but you get it to go with their to-go food, and it's almost like you're there. And you know what? The best part about it is, when these people are having parties now, it used to be, oh, you know, I got to make this big batch for people. It's like, no, you know, call up Pierce Tavern, tell us you got 20 guests coming, and we'll build you a package to go for your party.
I'm not a cocktail guy, so you could do like get a thermos filled with cocktails.
Yeah. So now, as long as it's enclosed and, you know, got the safety seal cap, we're able to do to-go cocktails as long as it's got our license number on it and everything. So, you know, we were doing right when this first started, you know, a full bottle of bourbon with all our mixers and syrups to create your old fashions at house, give them the big ice cubes, the garnishes, And yeah, we were getting good traction on it.
I am more of a wine guy, and I think much of the world has increased its consumption of wine. And you say that's going to translate to restaurants once we can go back.
I think so. I think so. You know, a lot of people have been sitting at home last few months, you know, trying different stuff, grabbing maybe a different bottle from the grocery store that they've been at, you know, checking out new things. And I think that infatuation will, you know, when people go in, oh, you know, I had this great Pinot Noir from Oregon. You know, do you guys have something similar? I think wine will be a big feature in spots, just because people have been sitting at home, and, you know, what's better than sitting at home and drinking wine?
Well, sitting in one of your places and drinking wine, Sam.
Exactly. That's better.
I talked to a police chief from the suburbs yesterday, and he said he's not really checking to see if restaurants are open. He's got better things to do. Have you remained closed, or are you allowing for indoor seating?
Right now, you know, we're still remain closed, but I think that, you know, unfortunately, if, you know, what's happening is too many are allowing it, and it's a competitive disadvantage. The amount that's going on for indoor dining, it's just too much. If they're not patrolling and policing, there's nothing that we can do as restaurateurs that's going to gain this person as a customer. Even, you know, I'm spending $5,000 a month with propane and a tent outside, and it's as busy as I want it to be. You know, we got 60 calls for the Bears game the other night saying, hey,
are you
guys
open? Yeah.
So you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, we're going to have to move forward with something.
So you're playing by the rules and getting hit a second time.
Yep.
Sam Vlahos, the owner, the operator of Fuller House, Pierce Tavern, and soon Bar Cheeto. Get your reservations now, because he says things are going to be hopping this year. I hope
That's
it's true,
right.
Sam. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Appreciate you for having me.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Here's Mary.